Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
We were interested in looking at the long-term effects of shift work on cognition. There have been plenty of studies looking at the long-term effects of shift work on physical health, for example, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, possibly even cancer. And there have also been quite a lot of studies looking at the short-term or acute effects of shift work on cognitive performance and making mistakes and having accidents as a result of tiredness. However, what is lacking is studies of the long-term effects of shift work on cognition.
How do you approach that? Is it just a question of going and finding a bunch of people who do shift work, assessing them once, and then coming back a few years later and having a look again and see if there's been any difference to the way their brain works?
We assessed it by getting a large sample of shift workers and a comparable group of day workers from a range of professions, but all of which involved some kind of shift work, and asking them to undertake a series of very simple cognitive tests. They would do this as part of their annual medical examination, which is compulsory in France, which is where the data was collected. We then got them to perform these tests at five-year intervals over a total of 10 years, then looked to see what their relative performance was.
And how did they differ?
The shift workers did more poorly, particularly on memory-related tasks, and we found that was especially the case amongst those who'd worked shifts for more than 10 years.
Was there any difference between the people who were doing shifts and the people who weren't doing the shifts? Because one might say, well, they're two different groups of people employed to do two different jobs for a reason.
That's true. We tried as best we could to match up the groups in terms of occupation, and we controlled for things like age, socioeconomic status. So as best we could, we tried to ensure that they were as well matched as possible. But of course, we can't be absolutely watertight that every single person was entirely comparable across the groups.
Was there a sort of recovery period? So if you've got someone who does an intense period of five live breakfast shows for many years, and then they switch to doing drive time, for example, to take a broadcasting analogy, do they recover, or are these damages that you see effectively permanent?
It appears from our data that they do recover, yes. When we looked at people who had left shift work, shift workers who'd been out of shift work for more than 5 years, their performance was the same as a comparable group of people who had never worked shifts.
What would you say then are the implications of what you've published?
Probably it is quite possible that shift workers may find after some years of working shifts that particularly in day-to-day circumstances where they are having to undertake particularly mentally challenging tasks or ones that require a lot of concentration, that they're not coping quite as well as they might otherwise do. Also, of course, there's the possibility of how it might affect their performance in work, and particularly their susceptibility to making mistakes or forgetting things. And of course, sometimes making mistakes can result in accidents.
What about trying to make sure that people don't suffer these effects? Is there anything we can do?
Well, I think the results highlight two things, really. First of all, it is important that shift workers receive medical checkups on a regular basis so that if they do start to develop problems, these are picked up. In terms of what we can do about it, the most obvious one, of course, would be to then leave shift work. But of course, that's not always an option for people. There is also the possibility of putting people onto less demanding or less stressful work schedules, the sort of schedules that should be less likely to cause these problems are ones that are less disruptive of the body clock. Working just a few nights at a time, maybe one, two, or at the most three shifts at a time, will allow the body clock to remain relatively day-oriented.